It'll be a new season, new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward.
I've been given this opportunity. You take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
Welcome to the Netball Show with 5x10 Wasps special. Sasha was at the press launch, and I also spoke to Hannah Reid, Josie Huckle and Tamsin Greenway ahead of the opening game against Storm at the Rico Arena this weekend.
So I've been back and forth training for 4 weeks, working with the girls, which has been brilliant, and hoping to play in the first game. It's still, you know, taking my time, and if I don't feel right, then, you know, I'll take that extra time. But I'm really excited to get back out there, especially after last season, watching the girls do so well. It's just sort of spurred me on to train hard and get back on the court.
What exactly did you do when you injured yourself, and how long was it that you were out for?
So I ruptured my ACL. So essentially it's an injury that has to have an operation because the ligament can't basically repair itself. So I was out for 9 months. So yeah, it's a long time, but it's a very common netball injury, and injuries are part of sport. That's one of the consequences, especially as netball is now such a fast pace and physical game. You need to be physically robust, and injuries come with that. So yeah, it was disappointing, but also, you know, I'm back raring to go.
Absolutely, and it's great to see you train. I'm really looking forward to seeing you play this season. And who do you think is going to be the most difficult competition?
You know, I think there are a couple of teams out there that are looking good. Loughborough Lightning, obviously, they've retained most of their players from last season. They've still got Peace in the back there, so she's definitely a challenge for us as a team. Also, Bath are looking quite strong, especially with their new England player, Kadeen Corbin. So, yeah, they're probably the two teams that at the moment are looking really strong.
And first games against Surrey Storm, I suppose it's a bit of a grudge match in some respects, always tough competition, but how are you feeling ahead of that game?
Yeah, it's really exciting actually. It's great that it's a home game for us, so Storm will be up at the Rico. Hopefully we'll get lots of fans in cheering nice and loud for us. We're raring to go now. You know, pre-season's felt like quite a long time. Yeah. So everybody's ready to get out on court.
Definitely. I'm ready to watch.
Really excited. It's been a very long pre-season. We've kind of been training since about October, so it's really great when the match is actually on the horizon and you can see them coming up. So yeah, definitely excited, and excited also to get Jade and Nat back after being in South Africa for the Quad Series. So looking forward to that too.
And I know that it's kind of been a bit disjointed with the international players, but have you had much of a chance to train together, and how is it feeling with all the new people that you've got in the squad?
Yeah, it's been quite disjointed at times because of all their England commitments, but it's actually been amazing to train with them. I was lucky to get to play with Nat last year, but having Jade come in has been really awesome, and learning from her, just even in those kind of shorter sessions, has been really key. We're very lucky too, we've got some really experienced players in the squad that are here sort of week in and week out too. And so we're always learning from each other too and training with that.
That's great. And obviously the first game's against Surrey Storm, tough competition, I guess. What are your thoughts ahead of that game?
Yeah, I'm excited. It'll be interesting because we know what kind of like the level that Storm play at. We know they've got a great depth in their squad. It'll be interesting to see kind of the shooting combinations they bring out, because I know they've got slight changes in the squad this year. It's just exciting for us too though, because it's going to be mainly focusing on actually us getting out there and playing our first real game. So seeing what we're capable of in that match too is probably the key thing we're looking at.
Definitely. And to have that game at home at the Rico in front of the home crowd, what's that going to be like for you?
It's amazing. We like really loved it last year playing at the Rico, and the crowd there is awesome, so we're just really looking forward to the same thing again. And just the whole match day experience at the Rico is, I think, second to none. So just getting in that buzz, getting in the zone, is just really puts you in the great mindset for the game, which is what you want really.
What's it like for you coming to a franchise like Wasps? Obviously they were new last year, but I think a lot of people are impressed looking at how much they've invested in the team. But what's it like for you to see netball kind of going in that direction here?
Yeah, it's really awesome. I know that the West Midlands for a long time didn't have sort of as much netball in the region as they would have liked, and so coming in and just seeing that kind of the impression and the outreach that's going on behind the scenes is really key. We had a community day at the Rico Arena just a few weeks ago, and I think we had almost 1,000 kids come in just to kind of get coaching, come and see what it's like at the Rico Arena, and almost all of them were just so excited to come back and see some more netball. So I think investing in the youth and sort of building that interest from the starting point is a real big part of WASP's plan, and you can see it's going to pay off in the future. Yeah. And hopefully get these kids kind of a lifelong interest in our sport.
Definitely, because we love it. and I know you guys won the Super League last season. The aim is probably to win again. How are you feeling? Do you think you're going to be able to do it? How tough is it going to be this season?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be tough, though. I think you just look at the kind of player rosters that teams are putting out on court, and the Super League, I think, is the strongest it's ever been. It's really sort of challenging the top leagues across the world. So it will be tough. We know what we've got to do, but until we go out on the court, it's just going to be a matter of time to see how well we can do it.
We're all feeling really good, in really good shape. It's been a long pre-season. We've been working so hard. So I think we're all now just itching to get on court.
How are you finding everyone else joining the squad? Some of the new players like Jade Clark coming in. Like, what's that like for you to be training with them?
Oh, having Jade in the squad is absolutely amazing. She brings so much experience and she's a really good personality for us in the squad. She fits into the team really well. And yeah, it's someone that really motivates me in training. I feel like when I'm working with her, I want to work harder around her and things like that. So yeah, she's been a real boost to the squad.
Awesome. And looking at the other Super League teams, who do you think is going to be your toughest competition this season?
Well, similar to last year, I think Loughborough will be able to put on a really good show again. And also Team Bath are looking really, really strong. So I'd say those two are probably looking like good contenders for the title too.
What are the expectations for the season? I know, obviously, you won last season, looking to probably maintain that winning streak. But how easy, how tough is it going to be?
Well, each year it seems the league steps up again and again. And I think it's no different this year. We definitely, expectation is we want to go out and win. That's never even in doubt that we're going to win the title again this year. But I think it will take a lot more than last year, maybe, with everyone just stepping it up that extra bit.
And are you ready to lose all your weekends to netball this now for this point in the year?
I've been losing my weekends to netball since I've been about 15, so it's no different.
You're very ready for it.
Yeah, so no, we're all ready for it, and I think I'm just excited now that my weekends are going to be filled with games rather than training.
Yay, awesome. Yeah. Well, best of luck for the season. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I had the opportunity to jump on board with Viper 10, and it really drew to me, it being born here in Bournemouth, and that's where my dad's from. And you know what, the people are pretty cool, so I get along with them really well, so it was easy fit. I saw the kits, and from the get-go, I absolutely loved them. They were fun, a little bit flirty, and just different. So yeah, it was cool, and they're really comfortable.
It's a netball show with Viper 10. Right, more WASPs. Now we can hear from captain Hannah Reid.
Pre-season seems to get longer and longer every year, and I seem to have less and less time off in between. Maybe that's just me getting a bit older, but definitely looking forward to the season finally getting started. We've had a few hits early this year, so giving us a taste of things to come, but we're really looking forward to our first home game, stepping out onto court in front of all of our fans and getting things underway.
How did you find the quad series? You were at Silver Ferns, weren't you?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I was lucky enough to see England play. I got to see both games. It was fantastic. Really, really good to see. Great to see the girls performing so well against the best in the world. We've got absolutely every chance of getting that gold medal in the Commonwealth Games, I really believe.
It was tense enough on the telly, but what on earth was it like to be there in person?
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was so exciting. I think it was the first time I really truly appreciated what it's like to have to be a fan and how horrible it is. I definitely prefer being out there on the court. It's far less stressful.
And England are in a good shape at the moment, do you think? I mean, what would Tracy have learnt from them games?
I think Tracy would have seen some of the depth that she's got in her squad. I thought some people really stepped up. I thought Nat did really well. I thought Kadeen had a great series. And I think it really showed that we've got some truly world-class players in our squad. I thought Helen was fantastic, as well as Serena and Jeeva at the back.
People like Jade as well and Nat.
Oh, yeah, Jade and Nat were fantastic. It's great to see WASP girls getting out there, having a go. And I just thought it was a really positive impression of the girls overall. And I think the squad looked really well gelled and together, and excited to see what some of them can do at Commonwealth Games.
On those kind of performances, how do you reckon we'll do?
Okay. I think we can do really well, but I think, you know, everyone has got to perform on the day. I think we go into there, we can have some really high hopes, and you know, we can really, really challenge the best in the world. But I think on the day, everyone's got to perform.
WASPs had that community day, didn't they? It was a huge success, and now I suppose it's just converting everybody to regulars at the Rico.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've had loads of interest in Wasps, and you know, for a new franchise last year, I think we did really well. We managed to get a really nice fan base, and hopefully we can look to build that again this season. The Rico is a fantastic venue. It's great fun for fans and the fan zone, the stuff to do. So hopefully we can just keep encouraging more and more people to come along and watch us.
A lot of squad members the other day at that press day said Lightning were the team to watch. Do you feel the same?
I think Lightning are going to have a really strong team. They've retained quite a lot of players from last year. Obviously, they've lost a chip down to Storm, but they've picked up Shamira Sterling, who, when I saw her play England a while ago in a test series, she was outstanding and really exciting to watch. So it'll be interesting to see how she fits into that squad. I think they absolutely can't be underestimated. You know, they just lost out last year, and I know exactly what that feels like. So I know they'll really be gunning for it this year.
Sirens of